BBC Learning English.
It's summer, so it's a great time to be outdoors. One way of letting your hair down and enjoying the fresh air is to attend a music festival, where you can enjoy seeing your favourite musicians perform. But it's not just about the music. There are other activities to enjoy. And of course, it's a chance to spend time with your friends. People have always enjoyed communal gatherings. Even in prehistoric times, people would come together, have feasts and celebrate, and part of the occasion involved playing or listening to music. So, music festivals are nothing new. But they have evolved, and in recent times, one of the most famous music festivals was Woodstock in the USA in 1969. This al fresco event was one of the largest ever to be staged and promised 3 days of peace and music. It attracted a large hippie crowd, and in 1970 the Glastonbury Festival began on a farm in the UK and now spreads across 900 acres of land. It has become a highlight in a festival goer's music calendar, attracting major headline acts and large crowds who camp out for the weekend, although they often have to endure rain and mud. Other festivals that have become huge include the Danube Island Festival in Austria, the Mauerzein Festival in Morocco, the Isle of Wight Festival in the UK, and Coachella in the USA, a music and arts festival that features every genre of music. But from the mainstream to the niche, there seems to be a festival for everyone taking place around the world. And festivals have become big business too. According to research by FestTicket, in 2018, the music festival industry was worth $3 billion globally, and it has continued to grow. Many events have become commercialized. Ticket prices are high, and corporations and social media influencers cash in on festival themes. Despite all of this, for many hedonistic young people, attending a festival has become a rite of passage and a shared experience that can't be missed. Writing for BBC Culture, Awa Haider says, for any generation, they're unlike any other place on earth, a site liberated from everyday rules, where we might bond with strangers and stumble across new sounds and sensations.
BBC Learning English.